Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who entered hospice care at home just last week, died this afternoon surrounded by family in the home in Plains, Georgia that she shared with former President Jimmy Carter, her husband of 77 years.
Reporters called First Lady Rosalynn Carter the steel magnolia.
And I've got to ask you this question. Where's the magnolia?
Where's the steel?
The nickname rang true. She was Southern, born in the same Georgia town as her husband, and she was strong. From the age of 18, when she married Jimmy, she'd be by his side. The 39th president said Rosalynn was an equal extension of himself. As for the secret of their long, happy marriage, he told CBS News,
"We resolved many years ago not to ever end a day without being reconciled."
So you always kiss each other goodnight?
Yes, at least.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Mrs. Carter was 96. She'd been suffering from dementia. Her husband is now 99 and is left to soldier on without the woman he fell in love with when they were teenagers. They were married in 1946. An Israel Defense Forces tank and its soldiers fired at buildings in two Gaza neighborhoods today. The IDF says its soldiers found almost three dozen tunnel shafts and a cache of weapons and killed a number of Hamas fighters. Negotiators are closer to an agreement to free at least some of the hostages being held by Hamas. Deputy National Security Advisor John Feiner on CBS's Face the Nation.
On an issue as sensitive as this and as challenging as this, the mantra that nothing is agreed until everything is agreed really does apply, and we do not yet have an agreement in place.
A major endorsement for Donald Trump.
We need a president who's going to secure the border. We need a president who's going to restore law and order in the United States of America.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott. In Colorado Springs, Colorado today, a one-year remembrance ceremony at Club Q, where five people were shot and killed. Former Mayor John Suthers.
As a community, we must never forget what happened here. We owe it to those who died here and who suffered here.
The shooter is in prison, motive still unknown. Repeating the top story of the hour, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, a passionate champion of mental health, caregiving, and women's rights, died peacefully today at her home in Plains, Georgia, just days after entering hospice care there. She had been suffering from dementia. She was surrounded by her family when she died. She was 96. This is CBS News.
No fees or minimums and no overdraft fees are another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Studies show people who live in rural communities have a life expectancy 3 years fewer than people who live in urban areas. Mike Moan reports now on efforts to plan to prevent these deaths.
Across rural America, health experts say factors like ambulance shortages and hospital closures add to access issues for patients, leading to poorer outcomes. The American Heart Association notes that rural populations are 40% more likely to develop heart disease. AHA's Tim Nicolai says that's why his organization is working with small towns and cities to build a nation of lifesavers for when a rural resident experiences a heart attack.
Are the people and the organizations around them prepared to respond with effective CPR, with utilization of an AED, and kind of just having that entire system in place?
Municipalities that apply for the designation are given tools to evaluate gaps in getting residents trained and fitting buildings with the proper equipment. Nicolai says schools should be a major priority for any readiness planning.
There's dozens or hundreds of students there day in and day out. There's dozens of staff members. There's often parents and other volunteers visiting during the school day. And then you think about athletic events and community events that are often housed in schools.
He says schools should not only make sure staff are trained, but also make sure automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, are placed in visible locations and are accessible after hours. Nicolai says churches, food pantries, and community centers are other places to add to a readiness plan. Local leaders wanting to pursue a certification can contact the state health department. AHA also has details on its website where communities and businesses can build their plan. This is Mike Bowen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bow.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine, just a few high clouds going into the afternoon. East-southeast winds at a high of 51. We will have a mostly cloudy sky overnight at 33. Monday, cloudy at 46. Rain chances not far behind. They'll enter the picture by day night. Right now, it's 51.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, now 6 past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in, Mr. Zommers. Happy anniversary. It's great to be here. We are at our one-year anniversary. It was one. Oh, look at this, a little piano. Very nice to have a piano person here in the studio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Well, to us.
Yeah, to the show.
To each and every one of us. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Happy anniversary. It has been 1 year since Mr. Zommers and I first signed on to the air at our old location on University Avenue. It was a cold November day. Today, much warmer. Sun is out. Feels almost like spring a little bit.
Pretty toasty.
Yeah, very good. But yes, we have arrived at the one-year anniversary, and to celebrate that and to honor that, I have some very special guests coming up here at about 20 minutes past the hour here in the noon hour. Our owner and CEO, Sage Weil, is going to be along and talk a little bit about not just our show, but Civic Media at large. He's been talking here internally about some of the things that we are looking at covering and how we cover it moving into 2024. So Sage Weil, our CEO, will be here at 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And then at 12:30, as it turns out, it is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers here at 12:30. And going to be talking a little news headlines as well as some sports. We usually touch base, and I said what I wanted to talk about. He goes, it's all sports. I said, well, I don't know. So he's got a news item.
All right, there we go.
And so
a little balanced.
And so we'll be talking Supreme Court issues coming up with Luke Mathers as well, 12:30. And then at 1:30, in the second hour, our co-executive producer of this program, Chris Pauls, will be along as well, who is also at cracked.com. Did you know Mr. Zommers, he's also a musician?
I did. He plays guitar, right?
Yes, plays guitar for a great band here in Wisconsin called Super Tanker. They have new music out. And Whoa. So he will be here talking about this new album that is being released via Spotify and other places as well, I assume. But we'll talk to Chris Pauls, find out what's on his mind at 1:30 as well. So Sage Weil, Luke Mathers, Chris Pauls all joining us today on our one-year anniversary. Mr. Zommers has a Weezer t-shirt on. It's fantastic.
I do have a Weezer shirt on from a concert that I went to that I've probably talked about before. Mm. But Mike Crute, host of the Devil's Advocates, he also noticed it coming in. He was like, Weezer, yeah.
that was a big Jeff Perry could tell us for sure. I believe Weezer made their network television debut on David Letterman.
I don't know.
It might not be true. If Jeff's listening, he'll let us know. But Weezer was a favorite band of David Letterman's. Well, I mean, a favorite to be on the show for a long time, and Paul Schaefer. So very good. Well, congratulations, Mr. Zommer. We have made it to the one-year mark. Any reflections from you at this point in time?
I'm really happy to be here for 1 year. It's gone by very quickly, but a lot has happened for sure. And I can definitely say that starting this show, Todd took me out to pizza and talked about it, and like talked about his past, why he's doing a show, what he wants it to look like, and asked what I wanted it to look like. And I just remember thinking, what do I want it to look like? What do I have to do with this? It's the Todd Allbaugh show. But he really wanted to make it a collaborative effort. And I think that I am very grateful for that opportunity. And it's been so much fun the whole time.
Well, and equally on my part as well, but a lot of fun, but great getting to know one another. You've been a huge part of this and how it sounds on the air in particular. I really appreciate your professionalism, and it's been a great adventure. And you know, we got hopefully another one in us at least.
Absolutely.
So a very important one coming up in 2024. So we'll have some more reflections on the past year as the day continues. But the big shout out, I would like to shout not just to you, Mr. Zomers, for all your fine work and partnership and friendship in this, but also to our listeners, because we started in the morning at 8 o'clock, and then we went to the afternoon at 1 o'clock, and now we're starting at noon. And many of our core listeners have followed us through all the time changes and everything else. And I just so appreciate everybody who has stuck with us, who listens in either live over the air on the Civic Media app, or on the podcast version as well. Appreciate all of those great people who tune in, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube as well, because without you all, quite frankly, we would not still be here. So the credit goes to each and every one of you for tuning in and listening to us and calling in and texting in, because that really is what makes the show live and breathe. It's not just me, not just Somers. It's all of us. So thank you all, one and all. 11 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Want to start out today with a good news story. Feels like a lot of times we don't have good news to share. This headline on CNN, President Biden says a deal to free the hostages held by Hamas, quote, is going to happen, unquote, as officials say they are nearing an agreement. I think this is a great way to start the show, because as we move into 2024, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, having hard conversations, but having factual conversations. And one of the things I think that we are missing a lot in much of mainstream media is talking about the successes that are out there. And I'm willing to talk about successes, be they